And it's a cup of tea show. It's a virtual cup of tea show, unfortunately. I would love to welcome Brian Reid into our office because he's always good company and always a good chat. But we're over Zoom and we're going to have a conversation anyway. I've got myself a nice little cup of coffee and we're going to talk about Brian's new book primarily, but I'm sure we'll jump off onto a few other things as well. It is called Diamonds in the Mud. So, Brian, thanks a lot for joining us. Welcome back to the Anfield Wrap.
It's a pleasure, mate. I just realised on my cup, it's from that shop in Egbeth. And it's got, look at the terrible food and lousy service since 1958.
It's the bakery, isn't it? On Egbeth Vale, that's the slogan. Yeah. It's some shop that, and I mean, speaking of people with good politics, they've certainly got them. One of the first places to ban the Sun newspaper in the city, and that's going on. But I mean, and those sorts of people, I guess, you know, is this what this book's all about, really? People have been sort of, you know, fighting the good fight, and it's your slogan behind it, the book, is the heroes we should teach our children about, and about people who ordinary kids can aspire to be like, really, and look up to and admire.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically it. I'm not saying we should have Bill Shankly on the curriculum next week, but what I'm saying is, see, it's occurred to me down the years that we always seem to be taught history through the prism of those at the top, through kind of monarchs, Eton educated prime ministers, generals, and these public school educated adventurers. Now, I'm not saying they didn't contribute massively to British history, but if you look below that, almost everyone else seems incidental. And a classic example came a couple of years ago when Mike Leigh, the great Salford playwright, did a drama called Peterloo, about the Peterloo Massacre. And when it was a pivotal moment in history, not just working class history, but 18 people were killed when they were just basically marching, having holding a meeting to try and get electoral reform.